think so. I think everybody was pretty much a transplant in some way or another. Well, no, wait, I take that back. I think it was 50-50, because then there were, like, the kids that had gone to elementary school together, like, their entire lives and, you know, knew these people for the past 12 years in school. And then there were the new kids that, you know, came from Ohio or something like that, which was, like, some faraway land. I think it was half and half, so.
Where did the transplants mostly come from that you're aware of?
Up north. A lot of people from up north. I don't think anybody moved from anywhere rural. Everybody was very urban. Always dad got transferred, was usually the reason people moved down here. So.
Do you know of any like major businesses that were in Roswell that would have caused people to move to that area?
I don't think so. Not necessarily, I mean, Atlanta, but no, not in Roswell.
So you would say that maybe they moved to Roswell, but their dad worked in Atlanta?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
All right, let's move on to education. So you first started attending school at the Hebrew Academy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell me about that.
Oh, that was good times. Not really. I liked it all the way through the third grade, and then like fourth and fifth grade, I couldn't stand it. I think it was, I don't know, like it, they put a lot of pressure on you in private school just to like excel. And you know, when you're 9 years old and getting 3 hours of homework a night, there's something wrong with that. I stopped liking it because I didn't feel like I could ever have time to like be a kid. You know, it was always go home, study for a test. And at 9 years old, you shouldn't be doing that, so.
Do you have any horror stories or just a story in general that you can remember really sticks out in your mind from elementary school?
Oh, I have a lot of stories. I did not do well in elementary school. I was not a cool kid. I was picked on a lot, just from being from Roswell, actually. Just because all of the kids were like from Buckhead or somewhere nearby here. And so I was always like the kid that wasn't wearing clothes from Limited 2 and wasn't necessarily the kid that was all in fashion. And so I was just always picked on. It was not good times. So actually starting middle school was a relief. Like I actually liked middle school as opposed to elementary school. So.
Interesting. Well, I wanted to ask you a question about Crabapple Middle because I had another interview where I heard it was called Crabapple.
Yeah, it was.
Can you tell me why?
I think, middle school is, I was the exception just because my elementary school was so awful. but, I mean, just that age, I don't think there was anything, like, awful that made it so atypical from other middle schools. It's just, like, you're 13 and you're going through puberty and it's just middle school. I mean, yeah, it was called Crabapple. I think it probably still is, so creative with our names.
I don't know, did you feel like despite that name there was kind of a good education there to get if you wanted?
I had some good teachers, some that were so boring, like they were known as like the boring teachers. I mean, sitting in front of an overhead and teaching is not a good way to teach anything, but I don't know, coming from the private school, I can't really say like it was the best education because I don't think it held high standards. Like you did your work, you turned it in, you got an A, great, but I don't think it was awful by any means.
Do you think that there was a split between private schooling and public schooling in Roswell? I mean, I've heard a lot of people would actually bypass middle school, bypass this middle school, and go to a private middle school.